Alcohol and late-night clubs are often blamed for the frequency of bar break violence in downtown Anchorage. The last few months have seen shootings, fights, and even a massive street dance party that was cleared by police officers in riot gear. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the Anchorage Assembly is casting an unusual amount of scrutiny on a pending liquor license transfer.
The LED Lounge hasn't officially opened, and when I stop in to talk to owner Robert Alexander, there's construction debris and a few workmen installing swanky decor.
You know, I think we have one of the largest, if not the largest, kitchen in the state of Alaska.
Alexander shows off a huge menu covered in small print for the Italian, Chinese, and Southern food he plans to serve out of the half-finished industrial kitchen in the back of the building he rents downtown. The menu is for the restaurant side of the business, Tri-Grill, but the other half of the space is for the LED Lounge, consisting, so far, of a bar, a small dance floor, and lots of glowing LED lights built into the tables and walls. That's the side that's led to a series of procedural snags in the Anchorage Assembly. Plans have been on hold since Assemblymember Patrick Flynn blocked the transfer of a liquor license. The building on West 6th Avenue used to house Platinum Jack's, a nightclub with a reputation as a bad operator in the neighborhood. It closed last summer, and now a group of property and business owners in the area think that the LED Lounge will bring the same problems. At the heart of the matter is what kind of business Alexander plans on bringing in.
You know, we will turn up the music on the weekends because more people come out on the weekends, you know. Does that make us a nightclub? No.
In weighing whether or not to block the transfer, the assembly is picking apart Alexander's 20-year business career in Anchorage. Recently, the Public Safety Committee gathered to hear more information on the issue, and assembly members asked Alexander questions about his plans for late-night security. But they also brought up civil court case findings that Alexander had let his workers' comp insurance lapse repeatedly over a period of 2 years. That ruling is under appeal, but in the meantime, Assemblymember Bill Evans says that an operator's business record is fair game for assessing a permit transfer.
And he was assessed a fine of over $1 million for those violations. There's a detailed report which shows a lot of disconcern and a lot of failure to report and failure to cooperate with the board. So that's been an issue that the assembly is going to at least consider in deciding whether he should be granted the liquor license.
Booze is big business in Anchorage, and operators pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to obtain permits from one another. The Alcoholic Beverage Control Board technically has authority over the transfers, but typically defers to decisions from local governing bodies. The thought being that those who live and work in a particular town or neighborhood know better what liquor may bring to the area. Assemblymember Evans says the legacy of Platinum Jack's casts a long shadow for some nearby residents.
This is a bit unusual. Most of these transfers go through usually without this kind of scrutiny. Part of the issue here is that a lot of the neighbors were really upset about it. They raised those concerns, and I think that cause the assembly to look at this one a little more closely.
The chorus of property owners opposing the transfer is small but vocal, and they insist you can't protect home and business values while serving booze until bar break next door. Chris Schutte directs the Anchorage Downtown Partnership, which is opposed to the transfer.
I think that given the neighborhood's previous experience, confidence in an incoming operator is really important, and without that confidence there and without assurances from the operator, perhaps tied to the license transfer, the neighborhood will not feel comfortable with this operation coming in.
Schutte proposes conditions be attached to the permit, like an earlier closing time and set ratio of food to alcohol sales. Alexander admits that his business record is not squeaky clean, but insists that's not unusual when you grow over so long a career. And most of the faults brought up by the assembly had to do with a period of rapid expansion. Since then, he's taken on a director of operations to manage finances. But he thinks the degree of scrutiny he's under is exceptional and feels unfairly judged.
I haven't done anything yet. You know, I'm just operating. You know, yeah, give me a chance. So I just hope this whole thing goes away fairly quick so that it becomes old news.
The assembly is scheduled to vote on the transfer at its first meeting in February. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.